Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the sixth issue of this Avengers story arc, issue number 94, and apparently it's 20 cents now. I think the last issue was like 25 cents.
15, I thought it was
really. No, I think it was whatever.
Oh, you know, it's because it was the double
issue. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
the last
right.
one was a double issue, so it was
that
more
makes
expensive.
Sense why it was more expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go, 25 okay. cents.
Sorry, it's just, I mean, it's fun to watch
but,
the progression.
But even then, the one before that was only 15 cents mm-hmm. because it said still only 15 cents. Yeah. And I was like, by the way, that's the last one you're getting.
I think this is, we just got into 1972 with this issue. So that
sounds about
could
right.
be why it's going up. This is our comic knowledge of history and prices being jacked up. Anyway.
Well, if you think about it, 20 cents, they're what, $5 now each?
Depends on the issue. It's $4 normally.
Okay. So, yeah.
When I got into them, they were $1.50.
Yeah.
In 93.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to check out our previous coverage of this Kree-Skrull War story arc, check out our last five episodes. And then we have a couple other episodes touching on some other Avengers stories just before that.
Yeah.
So, This made me happy that we read Captain Marvel before we read these issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the Mandroid?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the cover of this is the Avengers being surrounded by these Mandroids. And they're just... We talked about the Mandroid in the Captain Marvel books.
Not
way back
to
when.
Be confused with this Mandroid.
Yeah, these are different Mandroids. They have the same design, though, like, for the most part.
Similar, yeah.
Except for this actually has a man in it.
Yeah.
So they actually can be called Mandroids. Whatever. But the Avengers, the ones that were left, which is Captain America, Thor, Iron Man,
Vision and Goliath.
We don't see Vision right away, and we'll see why here in a minute. Because I guess Vision was still knocked out.
Yeah, or down, or whatever he was
from the Skrulls before.
Yeah,
but they have the Skrulls captured and they're sedating them. And they contact the Fantastic Four, the real ones, and I believe they say no. They don't actually say anything about the fourth Skrull. But we do see what's going on, and everybody's just like. No one really knows what the fuck's going on, honestly.
Right.
It's like, oh, there's three Skrulls, but they were cows, and now they're us? Why are they not cows? What's going on? Who knows?
Well, Reed Richards tricked them into turning into cows.
Yeah.
By hypnotizing them.
But he kept them in that state, like, and just set them off. Like,
yeah.
All right, you're done. You don't have to worry about it. I'm kind of interested, though, if some farmer would have found them. It's like, oh, those are some healthy-looking cows. I can make some good meat out of them.
It just comes out the nasty green.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's where we get green eggs and ham from.
Ham stuff.
I know it is. Shut up. It's a joke, damn it. But we see what's going on with the Vision and why the Super Skrull needed Wanda and Quicksilver. I keep calling her Wanda, not Scarlet Witch. It's a lot easier, I guess.
It's that double word thing.
Yeah, it really is. So what was going on is that the Super Skrull, wanted to, I mean, he hates the Kree and anything the Kree have ever touched. That includes the Inhumans. And since the mutants have a similar brain power or brainwave.
Because they've been mutated.
To, yeah, but there's so many mutants though.
No.
Are you talking about the Inhumans being mutated?
The Inhumans have been mutated by the Kree to get superpowers.
Correct.
The humans that are mutants are also mutated, but it's not. It wasn't by the Kree, but it's still a mutation of the human.
But I just don't understand why he thinks that a mutant's brainwave will be able to sink into the human's brainwave. Yes, they both have been mutated, but it's a different mutation.
Yeah, comic book logic.
There you go. To the root of it. Anyway, he uses their brainwaves to triangulate his ship to find the Kree hidden world. Or, I'm sorry, the Inhumans hidden world.
Yeah.
So he can then go attack it. And Vision is watching on because he's a really bad warrior.
Hey, he's back to green now, though.
He is back to green. So whoever did the coloring on the last issue, you're fired.
Or not even alive anymore, but...
Well, that's... Wow, why are you morbid like that? Neil Adams is still alive. I see him at every con.
Do you?
I actually do see him at every con. That's all he does now is go to cons.
But anyways...
But that's a great way to make money.
Yeah. Shit,
dude. All the signatures. Anyway, so yeah, Vision starts fighting the Super Skrull. But the Super Skrull is like, fuck you, I'm going to go blow up the Inhumans, and... Apparently there was a...
Well, he turns invisible, you know, because he's got the Invisible Woman's thing. And, Vision's like, I guess we're at a standstill. He's like, no, we aren't. I just wanted to pull this lever!
Fires a blast at the Inhumans' home, but they were able to put up this dark energy shield.
That completely stopped. It absorbs.
So nothing happens. And that's when Vision's like, well, I guess my work's done here. I'll go tell the Avengers. And he leaves while the ship... goes flying off into space. What the fuck? Like, really, dude? You're just gonna let this woman that you kind of have an attraction to...
He knew that he wouldn't be enough to save them on his own.
I get that. All you gotta do is release one. Like, there's nobody else on this ship except for that Super Skrull.
Yeah, but the Super Skrull's already proved that he can defeat, you know, all of them, so...
You're not wrong. Either way, he, this is where... So this issue, they are switching off artist duties. Adams touches the first section and the last section. And then the middle section was done by, I want to say this was John Buscema. I honestly can't remember.
Chapter penciled by John Buscema.
And they obviously were not talking to each other for whatever reason. Because when Wanda and Pietro were captured before, they were on a table with something over their head. And then now they're in space and... Oh, yeah. And Captain Marvel was, like, I think captured... I can't remember, somewhere else.
He was tied up on a wall or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And now they're all in tubes. So, whatever. But they are flying back to the Andromeda Galaxy.
Yeah. Because that's where the Kree are based out of.
But they're both, actually, I believe.
No, they're on the opposite side of the galaxy from each other, is what they said. Yeah, they said that one of them's in Andromeda, the other one's in, like, wherever else, and the Earth is in the middle of them.
Okay. So he's going back to the Skrull homeworld, Super Skrull is, and he's like, you know, the Skrull Emperor will be happy that I come back with these prizes.
I might even be taken out of exile.
Yeah, just because I was exiled for... I don't know why. I can't remember why. He's like, it'll be fine.
He was exiled because the Emperor was worried that he would be able to overthrow him because he's too powerful.
I mean, it's not wrong. I also want to... I don't know if I should give props or just kind of, like, realize the sexism in the 70s. But when the Emperor's daughter shows up, she is attractive looking.
Oh, yeah.
Versus every other Skrull there who is just ugly as hell.
They look like Mojo Jojo from...
especially the Emperor with that helmet.
Yep. Mojo Jojo. Anyways.
God rest that guy's soul. The man's soul. He's the same one that did the coup in Samurai Jack. Passed away in like 2007 or something.
No kidding.
Yeah, because he didn't, when they brought the Samurai Jack back on.
Yeah.
He'd already passed. So they were trying to get it before. He'd already died. But no, like, it, at least with Captain Marvel, when they did Skrulls, they all looked the same.
Correct.
Like, men, women, children, they all looked the same. This one, nope, she's attractive looking.
Well,
long.
We find out black hair. For that later on.
Later on. Anywho's. So it's basically the Skrulls trying to destroy the Super Skrull.
And then he's like, but Emperor, I've got something for you. And the Emperor's like, oh, Oh, well, hold on, guys.
No, no, he still, like, beats him down, and then he just takes the prize.
I thought first they sent him over, and then he has him.
Nope, he was almost through, and then they capture him in, like, a bubble. And he's trying to fire off the Human Torch's...
Oh, that's right.
Whatever, flames, but he...
And he chokes himself out.
And he's like, all right, I did it. All right, cool. What prizes do we have now? And it's Captain Marvel, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch. And he's like, well, we don't need these two, so fuck them. Just throw them in this little pit thing. And basically, it's just torture for
Marvel,
because he's like, well, you can't leave them in there. They'll die.
Especially when they touch these weird little fuzzy things.
It reminds me of Tribbles. It's a Star Trek thing where I think they multiply by... I can't remember if it was contact, like human contact, or just... Like this one, it's impact.
Yeah.
The minute they are, like, hit, they multiply. They're being thrown at this creature that is attacking Wanda and Pietro. And because Quicksilver is trying to run around, make a whirlwind, and they got caught up in it, and they're just pummeling him, and they're multiplying. And it's a tiny space that they're in, so they're about ready to be suffocated. And Marvel's like, you know what? I'll give you your Omni Wave to save those two. Because... the Skrulls want the Omni Wave. They want a weapon that can destroy them, the
their enemies in one shot, basically.
It's because, for whatever reason, this device will... It can communicate across galaxies.
But if the Skrull use it...
Well, the Skrulls know that the same thing they use to talk to people across galaxies can be used as a weapon to destroy...
all of them.
The weapon. Yeah. Everybody. So, yeah. And then we get back to Earth with Craddock, and he is now interrogating the scientists, the ones that told everybody about the Kree.
Yep.
And they're all like, you know what? Maybe we should have listened to the Avengers and not said a damn thing. But Craddock's like, well, the Avengers are... You know, there are trailers too.
And you did tell me about it, and now we know everything.
Yeah, we're just getting a baseline. We're torturing you, but we're just going to make sure you guys aren't Kree, because, or an alien, because, you know, yeah. Science.
And even though you are, we're still going to detain you because you've been in contact with the aliens.
Yep. And this is what I was talking about earlier, how Fury is awesome. Nick Fury contacts the Avengers like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, I see that you're all home. Yeah. Well, you know, Acapulco is great this time of year. Well, I'll see ya. And they're like, what the fuck was that all about? And then Thor's like, isn't it obvious he was, you know, letting us know that they're coming to capture us?
Yeah. And that's literally what happens. We have Craddock. I know why I keep saying Haddock, because he is a villain in the Batman animated series. Or is that Hardick? Whatever.
Anyway.
It's similar. Yeah. Similar enough to where it's confusing me. But S.H.I.E.L.D., Craddock is there, and he's like, all right, I got S.H.I.E.L.D.'s authority. They're going to come get you. If you guys give up yourselves willingly, it'll be great. But not, you know, if you don't want to, we've got these things that can, you know...
make you.
Do something. And so the S.H.I.E.L.D. person carrier helicopter thing touches down, and these mandroids come out. And like I said, they are a little bit different than...
I like how they changed the color from the beginning of from the
cover. Yeah, where they actually had colors and now they're just gold.
Yep.
And Iron Man's like, well, this sucks. Cap throws a shield, and Iron Man's like, well, that's not gonna work, Cap. And Cap's like, well, how do you know? It's like you talk like you designed it or something.
Oh no, it's Tony Stark designed them, and he told me all about them.
Yep. Which I guess is a good thing, because then Iron Man pops out his roller skates and goes on the roller derby dash.
Yeah. Only to be, you know, thwarted by some broken concrete.
Yeah. So it's funny because, yes, Tony Stark made these mandroids, and he gave them specs on all of the other Avengers and how to maybe defeat them, but didn't say shit about Iron Man.
Batman!
It literally is the Batman thing.
It's because they're rich assholes.
Right? That's dude. When we get to Tower of Babel on Justice League, amazing story. Love that story. But that's literally it. Like, Batman had these plans to take out the Justice League in case something goes wrong.
There's a contingency for each and every leaguer because, you know, he's the only one that can be trusted.
My favorite is a little comic strip where Wonder Woman's like, what the hell, man? Why would you have all these contingency plans against everybody and not yourself? And he's like, well, I got one for myself. She's like, oh, really? Can we see it? And he's like, yeah. And he hands it to her. And she opens up the file and says, run. Oh, I love it. But anyway, the Mandarins get the upper hand. The Avengers are trying to attack, whatever. The important thing is, and I say important in quotations because whatever, we get Savage Dragon coming out of the swamps, or the sewer.
I don't think that's his name.
It's not Savage Dragon. It's Triton.
Yeah.
But it looks, from the angle when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that Image characters popped up in the 70s. But no, Triton, who isn't human, it comes crawling out of the sewer, and he looks hurt.
Yeah.
And that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.